Hey, everybody, welcome to episode number 40 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb. Thank you for listening and joining us all as we record here in the dump. Let me introduce you to everybody here. To my right this time, this is my younger brother, Seth.
Hey, and did you say 40?
I know, we're all the way up to 40 now.
Like somebody... Wow, that's a lot of wasted time.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of which, I'm going to get right back to that in just a second. But first, my other brother, Noah.
Hello.
Hey.
You know, I just realized that when we sit like this, I'm in the middle, so I'm always in the middle.
Yeah, you don't get to go first or last because you get to go second every time.
Now you know how Caleb feels about everything else.
Pretty much just normal life for Caleb.
Yeah, and life in the middle, bro. It's just how we do it. Yeah, middle brothers. You know, we should get some people on the podcast who are middle siblings and talk to them.
We really should.
Have we talked to a middle sibling yet?
I don't know. I don't know. If you're a middle sibling, let us know. Okay, anyway, and finally, last but definitely not least, is my mother, Ms. Carla Hardwick.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. I just want to let everybody know that Ms. Carla is pretty on this podcast.
And she is adding class and culture.
Yes, she is.
That's my purpose.
Without her... we would be a lot less pretty and purposeful.
And classy.
So, this is episode number 40 of Hardwick Sound. All the way up to number 40. I was thinking, like, when you turn 40, somebody makes you a cake or something.
Hey, is our podcast over the hill?
Maybe. We're old.
Only a long
We're
time
old
ago.
News. What do people do when you turn 40? Is there like a special tradition or something?
I don't remember. That was a long time ago for me.
You're kind of aging yourself there, Mom.
Yeah. Hey, are we coming up on a one-year anniversary?
Soon, actually. Yeah. It was in August last year that we started. I'll have to look up the date we recorded.
We need to have a birthday.
I think we need to have a party.
I think it was like August 8th or something was the first night we recorded.
Can we light candles on the podcast?
Oh, surely. And have cake.
Yeah. I'm sure those same things would make great podcasts.
I think we should do a Google Hangouts and see if anybody joins the party.
Hey, that'd be
join
fun.
Join the party. Our one-year-old birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
nobody will come and it'll be a sad, depressing party.
But how will anyone else hear anyone else who's also on the party line?
Well,
because we don't have
you could just post the link on the Facebook account and then people click on it and they can just join the Hangout.
But how can they hear? They'd only be able to hear us, not everyone else.
Sure they would.
Okay, we'll work out the technical end of this later. But anyway, interesting fact, though, Seth mentioned that's a lot of wasted time. Would anybody care to guess how much time the total number
audio,
of audio that has been produced now by Hardwick Sound?
And you're talking about published audio.
Published audio.
Edited.
Yeah, all 39 episodes plus the two special episodes and this one too. Of course, we don't know how long this is going to be yet. But
well, prior to this one, I'm going to say Noah's using a calculator. You're cheating.
Calculators are not cheating.
It's a very special number, actually.
Well, I'm just going to round it off and say maybe about 40 hours?
Too high. That much yet.
Okay.
They're guesstimating.
I'm going to say that it was 26.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Seth's still thinking.
I should have gone with 24 because you're 24, aren't you?
By the way, I'm not 24.
Wait.
I'm 23.
I'm 23.
Oh, I was going to say, I think we are at roughly... Ooh, it's so hard to say, but I'm going to say 21 hours.
21. The actual number, when I added it up, was somewhere around 1,400 something minutes, which is special because it should mean that in this episode, we will eclipse the 24-hour mark.
Wow.
That is scary.
Means that there will be a full 24 hours worth of Hardwick Sound.
Just shy of 24 hours, yeah.
Yeah, just
so
shy.
We've wasted at least a full day of our lives?
Oh, we've wasted way more than that.
Yeah. So if you listen to every Hardwick Sound episode back to back to back, including this one, by the end of this one...
We have sucked a day
We will
of your
have
life
a full
away.
Day of your life.
Well, as the classy cultural part of the foursome here, I don't think it's a waste of time. We've imparted a lot of knowledge to people.
Yeah.
We've enriched their lives.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, all that good information about French fries and bringing socks to places.
And Crayolas.
And Crayola crayon names. And lots of really practical, useful things.
And think of all the advice we've given.
Yeah. You know, every week
how
we
many
get
lives?
A mailbag full of letters sent into us.
And how many lives have we saved?
You know, and we open those letters.
Stay safe and don't be stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We open up those letters and it seems like every single one of them tells us something about, well, most of them say something about like how our credit card needs to be swiped over to somebody else. That's what most of our mailbag says. But the rest of them are all like, wow, it's because of you that I was saved from drowning or something like that. So
yeah, something
somebody
like
sent
that.
Us a bag full of letters, like A, B, C, D, E, F.
Yeah, our mailbag full of letters, all 26 of them, in fact. Yeah, so it has been quite a journey. But we're not at the one-year mark yet, but we are at 24 hours, which is pretty special. So, okay, real fast, I was going to say that your nicknames this week are, I guess this is me, Noah, and Seth's nicknames this week, is Control, Alt, and Delete. The question is, which one of us is which?
Seth is definitely Delete.
Really? I thought he was Control.
Oh, you know, you're right. Maybe he is Control.
Yeah, I think he's Control.
I think I'm Alt, personally.
You're kind of Alt.
I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle. And that makes Noah Delete.
Noah's the one who, if you actually push the buttons in that order, it pops up with Task Manager. So
he's the one who actually gets things done.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just push Control and Alt, you just get nothing.
Happens.
But if you add Delete, that's where the magic
Did
is.
Did you know that you can press Control, Alt, Escape to bring up the Task Manager now?
Really?
No. Why would you do that?
Because Control, Alt, Delete brings up the screen with like the menu on it with like the option to change your password and lock. I think it's Control,
yeah.
Alt, Escape. But they changed that, and I think Windows Vista or Windows 7 won.
Hey, I have a computer here. I'll try it.
So
Seth is going to test
Mama,
this.
I guess if we're Control, Alt, and Delete, you're like the pluses in between that keep us together.
Oh, how
It
sweet.
Didn't work, Noah.
Okay, then that's not the right key.
Didn't work.
No.
Oh, so, okay. We'll get into maybe this in a
minute. Wait, what was Mama?
She's
busy.
The pluses in between that keeps us together.
Oh, I just okay.
That's sweet, I actually have big news.
Sorry, that's Control Shift Escape.
Control
I actually
shift,
see myself
escape.
More like that. The blue key, you know, that makes the special functions.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, the function key.
Yeah,
which key are we on the keyboard?
The blue key.
She's the function key.
I don't know. I've got a Chromebook. My keyboard's different.
If you were a key on a Windows keyboard, which key would you be? I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Maybe we need to call somebody and ask them that.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll get around to that. So speaking of Windows, there was a big scare in the news today. Noah might have seen this.
No, I don't think so.
This had a lot of people scared.
Did
had a really big
Y2K happen finally?
Very, very similar to that. Yeah. This actually had an amazing outbreak of emotion on social media. And it was just a scare. It didn't actually come to fruition.
Oh, yeah, I know what
but
you're talking about.
It came to light that, or at least it seemed, that Microsoft was going to remove Paint from its next update.
What?
Microsoft
yeah,
Paint, the
I did
program.
See that.
It was a big scare. Social media kind of panicked. And a lot of people were really upset that Microsoft Paint might be going away.
Even Mac users were upset, I hear.
Yeah, it's been around for 32 years. Wow, that's long years. That's like 5 years before Noah was born.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the good news is Microsoft Paint will have a second leash on life. it is being removed from Windows 10. In the next update, but it will still be available in the Windows App Store. So it's not really going anywhere. It's just not a default on your program anymore.
Question.
Okay.
What did you say? A second what on life?
Leash?
I think it's lease.
Lease.
You're right.
A second leash on life.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Life's a dog.
It's like, how does that phrase work? A second leash on life.
Life is like a really strong dog, and you need two leashes to keep it under
you
control.
You have to leash it really tight. Sometimes I felt like that when I've walked our
Can
dogs.
Can that be our podcast
like,
title?
Coke a second leash on life. I like it. We might use that. Thank you for that comment. But yeah, you like start walking Coca down and she pulls really hard. And sometimes you feel like you need a second leash on Coca. Yeah.
Coca's our dog, by the way.
Yeah, that's exactly. I assumed they could figure that out as opposed to it being something else that we leash down the sidewalk.
Well, but, we were talking about leashing life, so you never know.
But yeah, Microsoft Paint, thankfully, it's not going away. It's just kind of being removed as a default app. But you can see why that got such an emotional response.
You know, Microsoft Paint has just gotten better and better as the years gone by. I remember 32 years ago when you had two choices, white or black.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't really think it's gotten that much better. Even if it's got like just a little bit better, it's not that is okay.
What do we got? 16 colors?
Now? Yeah. I mean, you have a color wheel. I guess you can choose as whatever color you want now. But I mean, honestly, admit it. We all still use Paint.
Yes, I do. I use it this week.
I do it all the time.
Whenever you need like to like a really simple thing, like if I do a screenshot or something and I just want to
save it. I open it up in Paint.
Yeah, I open it in Paint and then save it. It's just really easy to do it that way.
If you want to write one word on it, you know, you don't want to load something big. You just load Paint and top the word on it and go on.
And think, what would happen to internet memes without the ability to use Microsoft Paint? You know? Microsoft Paint is the genesis of the majority of the internet's memes. You know, you go in, you post your picture, you select impact font, white, and you type it across the top or the bottom, and there you go. That's how you make a meme. Without Microsoft Paint, memes would be a dying art form.
Yeah. I feel like we'd find some way around it.
We'd find a new way to meme. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm sure you're right. We're very industrious on the internet. We'd find a way.
I'm sure that you could probably find Paint in your web browser somewhere if you looked.
Yeah. But, you know, without Paint, I mean, it'd be like, imagine, you know, 1,000 years from now, they're writing the history of the internet. It'd be like, there's only been two eras of of computing, before Paint and after Paint. or something like that. Yeah. So Paint, we're glad you're not going anywhere.
At least not yet.
Not yet. Has anybody tried the 3D version?
No, I haven't.
I tried it.
I mean, I have it, but I don't really play around with it much.
I tried it and I abandoned it and went back to the one I knew.
Yeah, me too.
It's too complicated. We got to have something super simple for all of us, you know.
I can't meme in 3D.
But can you meme in audio?
I don't know. you know who's a human meme? Corey Styles.
That's true.
I wonder how he would feel about us saying that. I mean,
I don't know. I don't really feel like he's a human meme to me. Maybe like a meme curator. But
well, you know, the person they usually say is the human meme is the DJ, what's his name? DJ Kill something.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? He's the one they called a human meme. Let me look it up. DJ Khaled, or is that how it says? DJ.
Does anybody have a goal in life to become a meme?
DJ Khaled is the.
Do you think anybody aspires to be a meme? How would you feel if you were a meme?
If I were a meme, which meme would I be? I'd be the bad luck kid, whatever. Bad luck Brian.
I just wonder, like, you know, like, if you're a meme, do you go around in public and people recognize you as that meme or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Segway.
So it's been a long, hot week. We've got to do some fun stuff the past couple of weeks. Or I don't know about fun, but we've been up to a few things here and there. The thing we've been doing the most is kind of, I think, kind of funny, but we've been playing that dumb anagram game a lot.
It's called cookie something.
Cookie something? You've been playing this game like nonstop. You don't know what it's called?
No. I mean, you were playing it earlier on the podcast.
Yeah.
How did Mama
you might
find
be playing it
right
game. Now.
That's a good question. How did you get into this
Hold on.
Game?
I'm going to guess Facebook.
I did. It was on Facebook.
Yep.
You know that apps are like drugs. I mean,
yeah.
They're very easy to get addicted
Cookies
to.
Cookies are like drugs.
And that's just a gateway game to get you into another game.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's full of ads for other games. Yeah. Did you ever find the name of it?
I'm looking for it.
Okay. She still doesn't even know where it is on her phone. That's funny. It's a game. It is an anagram game where you have letters and you're trying to make words out of them, kind of like Scrabble or Boggle or whatever.
It's called Word Cookies.
Word Cookies. But, I mean, it's mostly anagrams because you're trying to figure out words that fit in within other words.
No, you're not trying to find other words. You're trying to feed the dog.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're
feeding the dog cookies.
I don't understand the premise of the game, apparently.
You don't want the dog to starve, do you?
So we're feeding the dog's cookies, right. And we bake the cookies by making words out of other words and letters.
Out of letters.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it just
How
makes
does that
me...
feed the dog?
I don't know.
We should feed our dogs that way.
Speaking of which, I don't think I fed the dogs tonight.
No, you didn't. They were kind of excited to see me.
We'll get that afterwards.
It's not a game that makes any sense as far as feeding the dog. I don't know. It just makes me think of when y'all were kids and I try to entertain you while we're in the car or something and give you a word. You remember how many times we played that game? I'd give you a word and see how many different words can we make out of it?
No. I mean, that's the kind of game me and you played. Noah and Seth did never really want to
play. Actually, I never
us.
Mind anagrams too much.
I like the anagrams. That's what we do if we're sitting somewhere, like in a waiting room or something. Yeah. I like to play anagram and just sit and make up.
Just look at a word on the wall and write it down.
Yeah, me and Mama do that quite often.
Yeah.
But
it's one of those wordy bunch.
Mom has been playing this game on her phone, and like every now and then she's like, Caleb, what's this word? And I'll just walk over and I like immediately see it and like, oh, yeah, that's it. It was
pickle.
Yeah. And she'll get upset like, ah, oh, I've been staring at that for 15 minutes trying to figure that out. But she's got all of us involved now. So,
well, it's one of those things. I think if you turn it off and just walk away from it and then come back and look at it, then you see it instantly.
Yeah,
it but if you've looked at it for a little while, you can't see it. Your brain just kind of fries out or something.
Yeah, I agree. But we've been doing that. We've also been playing board games here and there. We did our second in the Hardwick Sound Summer Board Game Series.
Oh, is it Summer Board Game Series?
We call it whatever you want.
I just called it the 2017 Hardwick Sound Board Game Series.
I think I like summer. It sounds, I don't know.
Well, all I know is it was fun.
But we had fun. We played Colt Express.
And who won?
I won.
Oh,
I won.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. It's middle person always gets forgotten. We gotcha. And if you're extremely bored and want to spend 30 minutes or an hour or whatever it was, you can watch that because we live streamed it on Facebook.
Yep. Just go back and look through our videos.
Yeah. Go look through our videos and find us. It was fun. I had fun playing that.
Well, if you've never played that game too, it's a good way to kind of get a feel for it to see whether or not it's a game you'd like to buy for your family.
Yeah. If you like cowboys and trains and, punching your family members, then this game is for you. So
and probably the best part of the video was seeing you in your little red cowboy hat with your sheriff's badge on.
Yeah, my handmade sheriff's badge.
It was pretty good.
And seeing how I forgot that I was supposed to take someone to the airport.
speaking of which, apparently you made an airport trip yesterday.
I did. Because didn't forget the actual day of. Thankfully.
That'd have been bad.
Yeah,
they
it really
would have
been.
So you took some friends to the airport.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much a summary of that, I guess.
Yeah, the last time I went to the airport was taking the same people to the airport.
I had a dream the other night.
I go to the airport very much.
I had a dream the other night about being on an air... Or was in the airport waiting to get on an airplane. And I've never been on an airplane. So my dream was really weird. It wasn't very practical. It was a bunch of people sitting in chairs. It actually kind of looked like that Mythbusters episode where they were testing the quickest way to board a plane.
Yeah.
That's kind of what my brain pictured being on a plane was like. But anyway.
I was going to say, I had a really fun dream the other night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I told you all about it already.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, the one about the puppies?
Yeah, Doug brought puppies to church.
Yeah.
Eight of them.
You never know, he might.
And in case you don't know, Doug is the pastor for Midtown Church in Benton.
Yeah. And I dreamed it Saturday night, so I woke up Sunday morning and I was so excited because I just knew my dream was going to come true. And then he didn't have puppies Sunday morning.
No. So disappointing.
I know.
When you expect puppies and there aren't puppies.
Yeah.
Yep. I know what you mean. So, been playing board games, having weird dreams. We've also, y'all have been each individually watching a lot of nostalgic online television.
True.
Yeah. I think we've already mentioned this, but Seth, you've been watching Garfield?
Correct. I'm currently on season 7.
Oh, have you really actually watched that many of them?
No, I started on season 6.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Seth, yeah, because, you know, the theme song in those early ones was just so bad. It almost ruins the show. And the theme song in the later ones isn't even better that much, but it's still better than the first part.
Well, our DVD collection only goes through, quote, season, like, 5. Actually, I don't even go through. It only goes through, like, season 4. So I just kind of, like, skipped those ones since I've watched them semi-recently and just started up on season 6.
Yeah. And, Noah, you've been journeying on your marathon of Smallville.
Yep.
Where are you at in the series?
Like, season 4.
Of what, 11?
10.
10? 4 of 10. So you still got a ways to go. How many more days do you have in your Hulu free trial?
I actually am not sure.
How many more are you going to have to cram?
I should check that.
And his episodes are twice as long as mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started on season 3.
Oh, no. Don't lie. So you've made your way through, but yeah, that's pretty good. So, Mom, have you been watching anything? MASH?
Yeah.
Lots of MASH.
Just watching MASH.
Yep. So, what is the Hardwicks' next nostalgic TV series you're going to watch after you finish Hulu trials and whatever you're getting yours? YouTube.
I'm planning on going back to watching my regular TV shows, like The Flash and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Gotcha.
Because they'll be starting back up.
Gotcha.
In the fall.
So modern day copycats of Smallville.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
In the middle.
Yeah.
And
I don't think there are any modern day cartoons that are similar to Garfield.
The closest
we haven't watched
one,
it in a long time. So
I was talking to Mama about this. Garfield, in a lot of ways, was like the kid version of The Simpsons.
Kind
of. They could like get away with making fun of things, though.
Yeah, it was kind of passive aggressive towards the cartoon industry.
Yeah.
Like,
it makes fun of itself all the time, yeah. And everything else.
I'm not sure I'd compare it to The Simpsons, but I know what you mean in the sense that it was rather self-aware.
Yeah.
And that sense. But when you've been in the cartoon industry that long, and I guess.
I mean, like the episode we watched earlier was about the pink dinosaur.
Sydney,
the pink dinosaur who's trying to take over the world. And
which is
Barney, the purple dinosaur. Yeah.
Good is better than bad. Happy better than sad.
Nice. Yeah, Garfield is special in that way. It was good. And Tiny Toons did that too. It was it was self-aware of the cartoon industry and made fun of it a lot. I mean, that's the whole point of why they were dropping anvils on the top of the heads of the people protesting.
Of the network.
The network, which is that's a classic scene. If you've never seen that, if we mentioned that on the podcast before?
I think we have.
It seems like maybe we have, but the anvil chorus from Tiny Toons, look it up on YouTube.
It's one of the best cartoons I've ever seen.
It's great. And it's because of that I probably passed music appreciation. you know, without knowing that stuff about the 1812 Overture or whatever,
it was on his final test. And
yep. So let's see. A couple other things. We went to the Agave restaurant. Agave.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we said we would review it.
Oh, that's true.
It was expensive. It was kind of
It
fancy.
Was too fancy for me.
Yeah.
I liked the food, though.
It was
and
good.
I thought
it was
the
fresh.
Portions were generous. I mean, Caleb and I shared a plate, and it was fine.
It's, like, expensive, but you're, like, when you're ordering for one person, just expect to be ordering for two people, and then it gets back down to a more reasonable price.
Uncle Jim was disappointed. We went with our Uncle Jim. He was disappointed because they didn't cook his peppers and onions brown enough.
Yep.
And brown would not have made him happy, he explained to me. He wanted them black.
Black.
Burnt.
That's right.
And they didn't do that. So he was disappointed with that. But they were rather busy that night. It was their first.
Or was
or maybe
it their second?
I was thinking it was their second.
I think
night
it was their second soft opening night.
Yeah. So they may have corrected their pepper and onion problem, and maybe they can burn them now.
Yep. Is it someplace we'd go back?
Probably not.
I don't know. I would go there for something special, I think.
If it was like for a birthday dinner or something, we'd go back and split a plate or something.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm just as happy going to the little taco
other Mexican
stand.
Places.
Yeah, you know.
See, here's the thing. I didn't even think it was really very Mexican-y. It was more of a Southwestern grill.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
It was. It was Mexican-inspired food, for sure. So, Noah, what do you think?
I mean, it was okay, but, you know, it's probably not going to make my list of favorite places to go eat.
Yeah.
They did have good water, though.
The water was good.
The water was good.
Maybe it's just because it was, like, 85... percent humidity and like, you know, 100 degrees heat,
but
and
so we went and played like a really how would you just what's a word that would describe that kind of mini golf?
Soft opening.
Yeah, soft opening.
Was thinking redneck mini golf.
It was a bit I don't even know how to explain it.
Industrial mini golf.
It wasn't quite the luxury mini golf you're used to.
Tinseltown movie theater.
The mini golf place that once were is once again. And so they were going to open it up that weekend, I guess. But
they had a thunderstorm and it kind of messed up all the greens.
Yeah, so they didn't get it open. I have to wonder who was like waiting to the last second, just glued down the carpet and ended up having to do it in a thunderstorm or whatever. But in any case, they didn't have it ready. So they opened it up for free on Sunday and Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday.
I thought was very nice.
Yeah, it was. And it was probably good for them. A lot of people came. But then again, once you've played it once, it's like that's your once for a year, you know? So a lot of the greens, or what do you call those, the holes, had no carpet on them, no surface.
It was just concrete.
No, it was just concrete. Like,
and those golf
six
balls
of them
bounced.
Six of them,
correct.
Yeah. Six of the holes didn't have any carpet on them. So you're right, the balls were just bouncing all over the place, and there's really no way to controlling them. But it kind of made for a fun obstacle.
I did really bad.
The flip side of that is the ones that did have carpet, it was very, very new and it was tall. And so when you would hit the ball, it would roll like 2 inches.
It would like sink into the carpet. Yeah. It needed some work. I'm not even convinced the stuff they'd put down was right either.
It was all, well, it may not have been, but it was all new.
That's an interesting question. Whose profession is it to go around putting carpet on mini golf?
I don't know. It sounds like something Uncle Eddie would do.
Does anyone remember Seth's mini golf course in the front yard?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I had one in the backyard too.
We put in a lot of work to make those great.
I think we should go out and start it back up again. Yeah. Haskell doesn't have it anymore.
It's one hole.
Real
in the
grass.
Front yard. So what we did was me and Seth.
Hey, we can do multiple holes since we don't have a garden.
It would be a little bit easier. What we would do is we would take something like a little butter tub or like an onion dip tub. A sour cream tub? I don't know. What would you call them?
I think y'all were actually using the little tubs that cake frosting comes in.
Sometimes that too.
We would dig a little hole, put that in the ground, and then we'd use putters and just in our front yard, and we'd just put. You know, we only had one hole, but you could start from anywhere in the yard.
And you could put in obstacles like bricks
rocks
and rocks
and logs and yeah, so you could make
dogs.
It as complicated as you want. There was a few times where we would like go into the neighbor's yard and start over there to make it longer, so you had to hit these like long chip shots.
It's a wonder we didn't break any car windows.
don't talk about that. But it was kind of funny too, because like we didn't have sand pits, but we had like the driveways made of gravel and the mud, we would play in the rain sometimes. And
are the fun days.
Yeah.
At that time we had a garden, and so you had to work around the tomato plants.
Yeah, exactly. if you chipped a ball into the tomatoes, you'd have to either take a stroke or, you know, try to put it out of there without killing a tomato plant. So
was fun. Think how, and we would play 18 rounds too.
Yeah, we'd play 18 holes of the same hole in the front yard. So this is what you do when you're homeschooled and you can't afford to go to the real putt-putt place. You improvise.
I think we need to, maybe not in the summer, but come this fall, we need to rebuild our mini golf course and invite people out to it.
I think we need to get rid of the big mound of fire ants first.
No, it's a hazard. Yeah.
Whoop, fire ant hazard.
I'm not picking up that ball.
Yeah. It just gets lost forever.
Yeah.
Fire ants taking down the hole.
So, listeners, you can expect to hear about the first annual Hardwick Sound mini golf tournament this fall, I guess.
Bring your own putter.
Yeah. You have to bring your own ball, bring your own putter.
Bring your own ant medicine. Yeah.
Bring your
own insect sting.
Sting antidotes or whatever. So, so that was fun. We got to play mini golf. It's the first time we've got to play at an actual mini golf place in a while. So that was fun. Yeah,
although it's hard to say actual.
You didn't tell them who won.
Who won? Did we tie?
I won.
I thought we tied.
I thought you won, Caleb.
Nope, Mama won.
I won by one stroke.
Okay, Mama won by one stroke, but we were tied going into the last hole, I think.
I had 8 strokes down, so I lost.
And the last hole is kind of a joke because there's not actually a hole. It's like playing ski golf.
Yeah, we never really figured out how to score that hole.
I give Mama the win, but I think
I was actually up a stroke.
No, we were tied.
Made it into a real hole on the last hole.
I think I did too, didn't I?
Nope, you missed.
Did too, but I guess
I'm pretty sure mine went into the second hole.
The second time
you
shot.
Oh, no, that's right. It rolled out of the little thing at the bottom.
And it got stuck and you grabbed it and did it again.
Well, no. Well, yeah, but that didn't count.
We'll edit that out.
Don't tell anybody, but if you reach your hand in and grab the ball before it goes into the 18th hole, you can do it again.
And again.
That's sound advice.
That's
for
my
you.
Sound advice for this week. Just keep grabbing your ball before it goes in the 18th hole.
It's like at Larry's when you're playing those little games where you roll the ball and
it is like ski ball, ski golf.
Yeah.
Which is a form of golf you play on skis. But anyway, there you go. We went to a new restaurant, played mini golf. Anything else exciting y'all have done lately?
Well, my favorite part of the week is just the time we spent at the river over the weekend. Nothing beats that.
Yep.
We went twice last week. Mm-hmm. One time we went when the river was low, so y'all could dive and look for stuff. And I could shuck corn out in the river where it was cool.
Yep.
And then one time we went when the river was up and there were about a bazillion people there, all going over the falls, dropping things, including babies. And,
ooh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
They didn't drop the baby.
Oh, they did, but we didn't see it.
They dropped the dog.
Oh, yeah, the dog fell off.
There was a dog standing on the back of a kayak, and when it went over the waterfall, the poor dog just got thrown off. It was pretty violent.
It really was.
The dog was fine. It landed in the water and could swim.
You know, one of the kayakers told me previously that they had a group come over and they had the dog tied to the boat.
No.
And the boat flipped over.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah. And that they went over, they cut the rope and rescued the dog.
Oh, good.
Good.
Okay.
Good kayakers.
Why would you ever tie your dog to the boat?
Don't do that, people.
Tie it to you, maybe, like if you don't, like a leash, but don't attach it to the boat.
Don't attach your dog to anything that's on the water. That's just, that sounds like a
except for
very
maybe
dangerous.
The life jacket, you know.
Put a life jacket on your dog, people. Dogs need life jackets too. Okay. I've been in the river a lot. Having a lot of fun. Big crowds. Yeah. Warm weather.
But the river was cold.
But the water felt good.
Felt good. Yes, it did.
Thank you for the river. All right. Is that a pretty much wrap on everything we've done?
I think so.
Yeah.
Have we hit the hour mark yet?
I think we probably have. I think we have. I think we only needed about 10 minutes. So I think you have officially, if you've listened to all 40 episodes, 42, I guess.
Congratulations. You've wasted a whole day of your
life. You've at least one whole day of your life on this podcast. So
let's break and let them think about that.
All right, let's break and let you think about that.
With a word from this week's sponsor.
With a word from this week's sponsor.
Great putt, Dad. I love mini golf.
Thanks, son. You know, I owe it all to this lush green swath of synthetic grass carpet, perfectly manicured by Miniature Dave's artificial turf care. It all starts in one of Miniature Dave's mini greenhouses, where the synthetic grass is hand-seeded and raised until it's ready to be installed by one of their expert mini-golf technicians. From there, an elite team of experienced groundskeepers care for their artificial turf with daily watering and fertilizing. And of course, the team mows and vacuums the green every morning to ensure a perfect putting height of precisely 0.125 inches. With Miniature Dave's, you'll never again worry about a stray weed jeopardizing your perfect putt.
Dad, can we play the next hole now?
Hey, welcome back. So we're joined for this part of the show by a special guest, reoccurring guest at this point, I guess.
Yeah, and we actually mentioned him earlier in the show.
Yeah, our resident meme expert.
Living meme.
The living meme himself, Corey Stiles.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Corey.
Pretty good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing pretty good, too. Like we mentioned, we've been having lots of fun doing all sorts of stuff. Corey, did you ever play mini golf in your front yard?
In my front yard? I can't say that I have.
Really? You've never like taken
the backyard.
You've never taken like a frosting tube and stuck it in the ground and played mini golf in the rain?
No, I generally like to stay inside and play video games when it's raining.
Oh, that's boring. Lame. If we had video games when we were young, we would have missed out on all that fun.
Thank you, Mama, for keeping video games away from
you
us.
You are welcome.
Nothing okay. Like playing Corey, with a metal golf pole.
Yeah,
in the
lightning storm, holding metal clubs. Corey, if you were a meme, which one would you be?
If I was a meme, probably Bad Luck Brian.
See, that's what I said. That's what I said. If I was a meme, I was Bad Luck Brian too.
I don't know what that is by
nature.
But I probably know it.
Actually, I'm the Siberian Husky that always tells puns.
Oh, okay.
That's me.
It's ironic because you face the wolves, and so you're a Husky.
Is this why you had me on the show?
Yeah, it actually pretty much is. No, I was going to say something. We were going to ask him something. What was it?
Oh, well, I had a headline, and I wanted you to fill in the blank, which Corey may have seen this headline. So if you have, Corey, don't fill in the blank until everybody else has had a chance to fill it in, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's the headline. The internet is upset Justice League is erasing Superman's fill in the blank.
The internet is upset Justice League is erasing Superman's...
Yeah, Justice League is referencing the Justice League movie.
Yes. Huh.
I think they're erasing his S.
Okay, that would be something to be upset about.
Corey, what do you think?
They're erasing his laundry mistake and they're removing the underpants from the outside.
They already did that, actually.
Right, they did.
Yes, have you not noticed that he doesn't have red underwear on in the new Superman Batman movie?
I haven't watched it.
I have lost all hope in the DC universe now.
Yeah, I actually just remembered what the actual answer is. I saw this too, and I just now remembered what the real answer is.
Oh, well, don't say because I want to take a guess.
Okay, go ahead.
They are removing his glasses.
You're getting closer.
Well, Superman doesn't wear glasses.
Oh,
that would be Clark
point.
Kent.
Yeah. His contacts, because he still needs to be able to see.
That's not actually why he wears glasses, Seth, but good guess.
Can I say the answer?
Sure.
Okay, the real answer is they're removing his
cape?
Mustache.
Uh-huh. Correct.
Wait, Superman has a mustache?
No, that's why they got to remove it.
Yeah, so they're doing reshoots on the new Justice League movie, and the actor that plays Superman is already in the process of filming another movie, and in that movie he has a mustache. So when he came back to film a couple of scenes for this movie, he couldn't shave his mustache because it would mess up the other movie.
Right.
So they're having to film it with Superman with a mustache and then remove his mustache digitally.
It's so
that's beautiful.
Well, that's not at all what I had heard. You know, of course I'm in the old homeschool mom, you know, circle, and I really did hear it was the S. Because they didn't want to challenge the public school kids.
Oh.
Wow.
Bam. Okay. That's
they don't learn about that
shots
to college. Fired.
Now.
For once, though, like, almost.
Hang on.
Corey's trying to say
Corey's
something.
Corey's trying to say something.
The thing is, though, like the normal S that he's got, I don't think it'd be a problem. If it was cursive, on the other hand, that would be a challenge.
Yeah.
But it's not really an S. It's a symbol for, is it hope?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, something.
It's supposed a kryptonite.
It's supposed to be some kind of sort of krypton.
That just
krypton,
happens yeah. to look like an S?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure okay. that's not.
Okay. Yeah, that's hilarious. He's going to have a mustache, but then he won't.
I really, for one, want to see Superman with a mustache.
I think there's a Spanish version of Superman with a mustache.
You know, people would see him and they'd be like, hey, you look like my friend Clark Kent, you know. Just with a mustache.
El Carlos Kent.
I think that he needs like the glasses that come with the mustache.
Yeah,
perfect.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Yeah, I saw that headline. I thought that was really funny too. They got to digitally remove his mustache. Like, how do you even do that? What plug-in to like Final? No, whatever.
I'm pretty sure you can do it
use.
In Paint.
I don't know, but they
Microsoft Paint. Yeah,
they were spending $25 million on these reshoots, so it's probably an expensive plug-in.
So, like, instead of using Adobe After Effects, would you use Adobe Aftershave?
Yeah. It has a Gillette plug-in.
Adobe Aftershave. That is, we should have tweeted that at some point.
Corey, you need to make that a meme.
Late news.
Yes, I think I might have found your sponsor.
Hey, too bad we've already had it this episode. Maybe next week. Yeah, that is great. That's great. So, Corey, what's life like as a secretary elect or whatever you are?
Things are going pretty well right now. We've had a meeting, and I will be meeting again pretty soon, getting stuff ready for the fall. We'll be planning the fall festival. You know, shameless plug here. Everybody should come to the Kodo Fall Festival whenever we have it.
Are there going to be scary things there?
No, I don't think so.
Are there going to be kids dressing up?
It's yes. school. Of course it's going to be scary.
is there going to be textbooks?
No, but there most likely there will be extra credit if you're in Miss Wood's psychology class.
Oh,
that does sound
okay. Hang
right.
on, we should back up and mention that Corey was elected student body secretary.
Yes.
Okay. He was elected that back in the spring, and I guess you've taken the oath of office or whatever it is.
Yes, we had our swearing in ceremony at the award ceremony.
What do you have to swear in to be student body secretary?
I mean, since it's technically government, like, you know, basically that I'll do the duties I've been assigned, and then I'm not just gonna like leave.
Was it like a big inauguration ceremony or?
It was tied in with the award ceremony that the college holds, and so it took about 5 minutes.
Yeah. I imagine that like the Kodo inauguration is like there's a snack table with like some cheap cookies on it and maybe some punch.
It was actually pretty fancy. I mean, there was actually, yes, cookies and punch, but it was really good. It was a lot fancier than how you described it.
Okay, gotcha.
Like
gotcha.
There were tablecloths on the table.
Yes, we had those, and I think we had napkins, so it was the real deal.
Real napkins or paper napkins?
What's well, paper napkins? Because I mean, we're not Harvard.
Yeah, that's what they have at Harvard. That's what sets them apart. Is real napkins.
Well, see, these weren't
Kodo's not far away.
These aren't the super cheap cookies. You know, like you get at the Dollar General. These were like the ones you get at Walmart.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Some of them had M&Ms in them, so like we're pretty serious about this.
Yeah.
Wait, were they real M&Ms or M&M off brands?
I don't remember.
Well, that's great. I hope that your reign or rain.
Yes. Yeah. I hope your reign continues forever.
Corey's reign of terror as the student body secretary. Yeah. I hope it goes well. School starts in 3 weeks, something like that.
It starts on the 21st, I think.
Yeah, so it's like 4 weeks.
Wow, this will be like the first semester that none of us have been in college.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, Corey.
Yes.
When is homecoming?
College doesn't have homecoming.
But when are all the alumni supposed to go back and visit?
I'm sure they have something.
I mean, anytime you want, I guess. I mean, if I come play music, you can all come to that.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay.
You know,
I won't have class to interrupt, you know? So,
are you
also Kodo Fall Festival?
When do you have any plans scheduled to have a concert-ish thing?
Not yet, but I'm sure it'll happen pretty soon.
You'll have to run that by the secretary. Oh, wait, no, wait, you're the secretary.
Actually, what's funny is the library is the one who holds that.
Oh, okay.
And so I'll have to talk to the lady who runs that. So,
gotcha. Well, it's the point in the show that we actually need to start wrapping up, but what do we call this? Hardwick Sound Advice. Sound Advice. That's right.
Yeah.
After 40 episodes, I'm starting to lose my memory a little. We have a special guest for that. So Corey can give us some special listener advice this week.
So if you held like something like a fancy banquet or something, make sure you get good cookies. Don't get the Dollar Tree ones.
Yeah. There you go.
And use real napkins if you can.
If you can. Yep. There you go. If you want to have a real inauguration.
I have some sound advice.
Okay.
You should, if you haven't, you should go back and listen to all 40 episodes of our podcast and, you know, just do like a binge listen.
If you're looking to waste a full 24 hours of your life, here's a great way to do it. What was my sound advice earlier in the episode?
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
Go back and listen to it.
My sound advice is go back in this episode, find out what my sound advice earlier in the episode was, and then do that. Okay.
Wow, after 40 episodes, our sound advice is getting pretty lousy.
any sound advice from over there on that side of the room?
Well, my sound advice is to all the moms out there that have little kids, take away everything fun from them so they go outside in the yard and
in the rain.
In the rain.
Give them a stick and a ball.
And play their own games out there, which they will nostalgically remember later on and think about how much fun they had. So there's my sound advice. Wow. Go take away their games.
So wise.
Yeah.
So wise. Noah?
Control, shift, escape.
Oh.
Wait, what did that do?
Hold on. Let's see if Corey knows.
Okay.
Corey, do you know what control, shift, escape does on a Windows computer?
I'll find out. So if I disappear, you know what happens.
That would be Alt F4, but
it just pulls up Task Manager without going to the other settings.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Congratulations.
Nice. Isn't that a great piece of advice?
That's actually really good advice. So thank you.
Because before I'd use the traditional, you know, Alt Control or Control Alt Delete.
Yeah. Control Delete. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it took an extra click.
One final question for Corey. If you were a key on a keyboard, which key would you be?
I'm Control.
You're Control. I guess I will be Tab because I use guitar tablature.
Oh, nice. You know, Tab is a button that I didn't use like for the majority of my typing life.
And now I use it.
Within like the last year or two, I've gotten to where I use Tab a lot. It actually can be quite helpful.
I didn't use it much either until I started working, and now that I use it for all sorts of things with Excel and things.
Yeah, where you can move quickly between one thing to another. Yeah, it's easy. I like it. So maybe that's my other sound advice. Learn how to use Tab.
I used it today.
Really? You used Tab today?
I did.
Did you drink any Tab?
No.
Okay, good. All right, so.
Oh, I have another sound advice.
Okay.
If you want good water in Saline County, go to Agava Grill.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I don't know what made their water any good. Corey, what's your favorite place to get water?
I actually like the spring water out from Hot Springs, you know, like that they sell in the bottles.
Yes.
What's the best water fountain on campus?
If you're a student at College of Washington, there aren't very many, actually.
Don't use the water fountain in the G building.
I used to walk all the way over to the building with the offices just to get a drink out of the water fountain.
Like, I never use water fountains anywhere I go. I hate them.
So. Yeah, I know what you mean. What I would do is I just fill up my water bottle or whatever and then drink out of the bottle. For some reason, it's the same thing, but it feels better somehow.
Yeah, it's the principle.
Yeah, somehow I'm not putting my face down near the rest of it. So, okay, this podcast has gone on a long time. I hope everybody's enjoyed this episode. This is the wrap up for episode number 40 of Hardwick Sound. Thank you, everybody who's listened. I don't think anybody's listened to all 40 episodes. But if you have, thank you so much.
And if you haven't, Do it.
Yeah, yeah. Go do that. Go do it.
It'll be a lot of wasted time that you'll never get back.
My name is Caleb, and I'm here to say, see you later, guys.
Bye.
I'm Seth, and I'm signing. What falls those after signing?
Off.
Off.
Okay.
I'm Miss Carla. Adios.
Adios, alligator.
Corey, you want to sign off?
Hi, bye.
Hey, that was a real nice sign off. So, one last thing. Just want you all to go about this week remembering to
stay safe and don't be stupid.
Wait, I think I said don't look stupid.
Hey, that's actually great advice, too. All right, that's good. See you later, everybody. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week. Bye.